KTBB News Time, 7:53, 76 degrees in Tyler, 75 degrees right now in Longview. And a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. It is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Here is one of my favorite pieces of music. It's called The Mission. It was created for NBC News in 1985 by celebrated American composer John Williams, who also gave us the theme music for movies such as Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and E.T. Williams said that his goal for the mission theme was to convey, quote, the concepts of nobility of purpose, consistency, and dignity, end quote. He more than succeeded. I was in New York not long after NBC started using the mission theme for the NBC Nightly News. Tom Brokaw was early in his nearly 20-year tenure as the sole anchor of NBC's flagship newscast. I was the guest of a friend who worked at the now long-gone NBC radio network, and prior to us going to dinner, he took me to the studio from which the NBC Nightly News was originating. I will confess to getting a mild case of goosebumps standing there in the studio and hearing the mission theme roll as the broadcast began. For years afterward, my heart skipped a beat whenever I had occasion to walk by 30 Rockefeller Center in New York. That was 40 years ago, but it seems like 10 lifetimes. Hard as it is to imagine, when NBC began using John Williams' stately, dignified, and beautifully melodic composition to open its newscasts, most Americans actually trusted NBC News. They also trusted its two main competitors, ABC and CBS. The evening newscasts of the big three networks stood collectively as the worldwide gold standard in news reporting. The big three of that era were unmatched in their skills at gathering, photographing, recording, editing, distilling, and finally reporting in an interesting, compelling, and comprehensible way the day's events from every corner of the globe. The reporters, writers, editors, and photographers that worked at ABC, CBS, and NBC were the very best of the very best. In my career, I've had several occasions to be around them at big stories, and it was always a thing of beauty to watch them work. My, how things have changed. These once revered organizations have devolved into predictable, boring, monolithically left-wing propaganda organs where agenda has taken the place of mission. How else do you explain the Media Research Center's finding that 59% of the reporting on the Biden administration, an administration that was objectively one of the worst in our history, was positive? This despite Biden's obvious declining mental state, the Afghanistan disaster, crushing inflation, the catastrophic consequences of an open southern border, and the outbreak of two very nasty wars in Europe and the Middle East. The big three let their endemic leftward tilt, amplified by their visceral hatred of Donald Trump, so thoroughly cloud their judgment that they were willing to fully abandon any pretense of objectivity or fairness. As a result, they managed to squander nearly a century's worth of accumulated experience, expertise, and goodwill. When I juxtapose that inescapable fact against the admiration I once had, it makes me sad. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Well, you know, today would be an awfully good opportunity to wrap up the work week on the patio at the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall. And good week or challenging week, you owe it to yourself either way. After a week of doing battle with the vicissitudes of life, some time spent with a spouse or a friend sitting outside sipping a nice glass of wine and sharing a light bite to eat, will be a balm to the spirit. So here's how this works. You get yourself to the Grand Tasting Room. Ask to try wines from the Keepersall Collection. As always, tell them I sent you, and the fee for your first taste goes on my tab. Pick the wine you like, grab a glass or a bottle, perhaps something light to eat, and head for the patio. There you will overlook the lush, green, rolling vineyard, and there you will shed the stress of the week and get your weekend off to the best possible start. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. You can always find more at Keepersall.com.